Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us today, and we do appreciate you tuning into the WFYT, where we feature very unique businesses or very unique styles and opportunities out there that actually can help you with your health as far as your wealth. But today, actually, we're going to be focusing and talking to someone out of San Diego, California. Her name is Bobby Warren, and her mom actually runs business with her, well, Muff Warren. Bobby's going to be with us today, and basically it's reflexology. And if those of you have heard of reflexology before, you definitely want to stay tuned. If you haven't heard of it before, you definitely want to get on here. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a website in a few minutes. Definitely want to put this website in your favorites because it's something you definitely want to visit her site. They've got so much information on there, a wealth of advice that actually can help you with any kind of things, anything that ails you that can actually be helped out with reflexology. And right now, in an age where medicine has turned from health care to sick care, Bobby and Muff Warren realized earlier that foot and hand reflexology is a science based on the principle that there are reflex areas on the hands and feet which correspond to all body parts. So keeping that in mind, I wanted to bring on our guest today. And Bobby, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you taking time out today. I know we've got about 30 minutes today, and I really wanted to kind of have you, if you can, I know we're going to talk about a couple of topics today, mainly about the fact that you actually can help others get involved with this great industry, but if you could tell just a little bit about, you know, where you've been and kind of like, you know, reflexology as a whole, how it actually can help a person. I know you've even you're an author. You've written a few books, so that's pretty exciting. If you can just kind of tell us, like, where exactly someone or somehow, how will they actually be helped by reflexology?
Boy, that's a tall order.
Sorry.
Reflexology, it's a stress reduction therapy to begin with. So
okay.
If we understand that many, many problems today are being exacerbated by stress. And a lot of the problems that we can help to relax people, so many of their issues can go away. My primary work that I work with people is with pain. If it's due to muscle pain, hip pain, knee pain, any pain in the body, if it's due to muscular pain, reflexology works very well with that. There's I work with diabetics who have issues with their feet. There's foot problems themselves that are not even really supposed to be addressed by reflexology, but do. Plantar fasciitis and bone spurs and people with burning feet with peripheral neuropathy. It's not going to cure that, but it can certainly help to relieve people of a lot of the discomfort of that. So there's it runs the gamut, but I'm always surprised, even though I've been in this business for over 30 years, I'm still surprised all the time of what my students tell me, new things that they've been helping people with that I've never seen. And it's just, it's amazing to me.
Wow, that's exciting. And, you know, you mentioned a second ago there regarding students, so I take it, it sounds like to me you and your mom both are instructors and able to provide this service not only to your patients, but you're actually teaching the masses, if you will, on how to actually get involved with this this industry as well. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, on what you've, how long you've been actually teaching reflexology to others and what your future plans might be?
Sure. I've been an instructor for the International Institute of Reflexology out of St. Petersburg, Florida, for 25 years. I've been doing reflexology itself for about over 30 years, but I've been an instructor for them. It is truly international. It's the original school of reflexology. It was started by Eunice Ingham, the woman who developed reflexology as we know it today. And I've been an instructor for them, taught classes all over the world. I primarily teach classes now on the West Coast and sometimes in the East Coast, but we have instructors all over the United States, and we also have instructors in various places in Europe as well. And it's an amazing time to be teaching people how to do this because there are more and more people interested in it. And
Right. Because
it's something I love to do because it's so much fun to see people coming from other professions. And actually the average age of a person coming into this field today is, I think it's 49 years old. something like that.
Wow.
The average age, yes. Most people who are coming into this field are leaving other fields that they're just, they've had enough, and they want to find something where they feel that they can help other people. And so that's, they come to us and go for their certification program and then go on to do amazing things.
Wow, that's interesting. And those of you who just joined us and you're tuning in the World Wide Web, I definitely highly recommend you to go to this website, The Art of Healing People Through Their Feet and The Foot Ladies. And as a matter of fact, that's the name of the website. It's www.thefootladies.com. I'll repeat that for you one more time and spell it for you. It's www.thefootladies.com. It's real simple. www.thefootladies.com, and all the information is there pretty much on reflexology and actually how you can get in contact directly with Bobby or with Muff. Because, you know, it's amazing. Even myself, I mean, a lot of us with the economy, a lot of people are suffering. I'm actually in the Detroit metropolitan area right now, and with all the news that broke with the Big Three, there's a lot of people that are losing their jobs, and they're all going to be looking for a new career. And quite honestly, I know and I feel that health is definitely a big industry that a lot of folks are going to be probably going to in droves. And this may definitely be, for those of you listening, you may have a loved one who's just getting out of high school or whatever. You definitely want to get them the information about this interview today, as well as get them to the thefootladies.com website. And Bobby, how would they go about getting in touch with you directly? Would they just go to your website? Can they call you? Or
yes,
how can they find
number, yeah, our phone number is on there. Our web,
okay.
Our email is on there. And, yes, we're accessible. I think it's on the page that says it's about us.
Okay.
It's our contact information.
Okay, great. What can you all go ahead and give that the phone number for us?
Sure. My number is 619-462-3073. And my email is Bobby with an I, B-O-B-B-I, at thefootladies.com.
That's
so people
Bobby
can
with
contact
a,
me, ask for information. We also, now on my website, it doesn't show the other seminars. It just shows mine, and I will be getting up the East Coast, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee courses here shortly. But the there's also a link to our home office as well in St. Petersburg.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Well, you're national. That's phenomenal. You said you've been doing it 25, 30 years, and I see a nice picture of you and your mom on the site. We're looking at About Us, and I see you got a reflexology training schedule, so and any of you who's listening out there, you definitely want to get to the site and check it out. Click on About Us, and you'll see, actually go anywhere, click on the reflexology training schedule. You know, what's really intriguing me was when I first seen this, and I went to your site today, I thought about, I read foot reading. Is that like palm reading, or can you explain a little bit about what foot reading is?
No, palm reading, I'm not going to tell your fortune.
Okay, good.
reflexology, you know, is about your health. And the reflexes on the feet correspond to all of the organs and glands in our body. And so by working on those feet, we can actually reduce stress on the body. We can help improve the circulation and nerve flow and all of that. Well, it didn't take much of a leap to realize that people's feet also reflected their personalities. Foot reading is big in Europe. It's like non-existent here in America. And I did some training over in Europe, and after I had been thinking about this and noticing some similarities, but you have a foot that's very, very stiff and very non-movable, look at the person's personality. You'll probably find that their personality is very close to that, too. People with very high arches are usually very independent type of people. People who have very flat feet are the kind of people who literally their feet are flatly firm on the ground. They like to be around people. They're people, and they need more support in their life, so they like to surround themselves with people. And it's so interesting because I have very high arches, and I am very independent, and so that rang true for me. So I've discovered books that were written in Europe and decided to do a little more research, and this has been ongoing for about 10 or 15 years, and when I finished the research and thought, I've got to teach my students this, and realized that the books were really expensive to import them into America. So that's when I put my own book together. This is going on my second year now. And it's just been, it's so much fun. I mean, it's helpful for therapists to get clues about people, but also fun in itself. I went on a cruise last year for singles, and I gave a lecture about meet and greet through the feet, find your soulmate. It was a lot of fun. We had people looking at each other's feet going, okay, are you a real talker, or are you, there's a lot you can tell about a person's personality by their feet. So that was a fun journey with that book.
Just imagine that, and it's reminds me of the comedy series that was out there, and the guy didn't want to take off his feet because he had a foot problem. I mean, he might show his feet because he had a foot problem and an odor problem. And it's like, but the whole thing is that they kept him from meeting the love of his life and not having her, It was
exactly.
funny, but, that's amazing.
Orders of the feet are almost like an exclusion zone around you.
Right.
It keeps you from, it's a way of keeping people away. So.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, all of these things mean certain things, yeah.
Wow, that's every part of us does, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Now, you've recently written a book, you just talked about it a second ago, but what My Feet Say About Me and the Art of Foot Reading to Better Understand Yourself and Others.
Right.
And I know you're working on another book as well. Now, as far as, can they actually go to your website as well to pick up a copy of these books? Are they published anywhere else besides your website?
Yeah, no, they're usually, I haven't done the Amazon.com thing yet.
Okay.
They can usually either get them through my seminars, call me, send me a check. They can do it through the website because I think we set it up so people can pay through PayPal.
Okay,
and,
great.
All of our products and our books, reflexology books, charts, all of those things, health books, are all there on our website.
Okay, beautiful. It's good for our listeners to have that information because even myself, I was listening right now. I would definitely want to find out more. And I do see you have a ton of information on your website. And those of you who just join us, we're talking to Bobbi Warren out of San Diego, California, and she is actually one of the foot ladies. Her mom. Muff is also involved. They've both been together as a team for 30 years now. But I want to give you the website. It's real simple. It's www.thefootladies.com. Once again, that's www.thefootladies.com. This year it's 2009. It's a brand new year. Take advantage of this. If you're looking for a new career, by all means, get started on the right foot. No pun intended. This would definitely be to your advantage, I believe, and in discussing and talking to Bobbi in our pre-interview, I really feel good about this company, and I think they would help you go a long way as far as if you want to make a career move, and you've got to keep in mind it's a win-win situation. You're helping out others while bettering yourself. Now, is there a couple more things I noticed on your website as well? You got the iron cleanse, and I've seen something on a market that's out there. You put some kind of pads on the bottom of your feet, and it shows it's all basically collects or it detoxifies you. Do you specialize, or do you deal with that as well?
The pads on the feet, I can't speak with any authority as to whether they work or not.
Right.
The iron cleanse that we've been working with since 2002, and we actually discovered that in New York City. And have had some incredible results with that. And personally, last summer I had my hair analyzed. If you have your hair analyzed, it can actually tell you whether you're low or high in certain nutrients and heavy metals and that sort of thing. And in my hair, it showed that I had a heavy amount of cadmium and mercury. Well, cadmium usually comes from either smoking, being around smoke, or around like pesticides and that sort of thing. And I kept racking my brain thinking I'm not around either where I live. And then it hit me. We had quite a few fires last year or the year before where I live in East County of San Diego. All that smoke and ash came on where I live. And so I inhaled all of that. Well, I thought that was very interesting. And it's also something that if you have a little bit of extra body weight on you, that stuff is absorbed into your fat cells easier than if your person has very little fat on your body. Well, I had a little extra on at that time, and so, of course, I absorbed it. My mom didn't, even though she lives 2 miles from me. She's very slender. You can see by the picture, she didn't have those heavy metals in her blood. So I decided, oh, my gosh, I have to get back on doing the iron cleanse. I had been very remiss in doing that because I'd been spending quite a lot of time the year before writing my book, developing a web seminar in foot reading and writing a teacher's manual and doing all of that. I just didn't take the time to do my the foot soak. So I started doing that again, and 4 months later I had my hair analyzed and it was completely gone. So we see
wow.
before and after in removing heavy metals and helping people to help my mother immensely with breathing.
Mm-hmm.
She was a smoker for 52 years, and
wow.
Finally had to ask her to quit smoking or I had to fire her. This was
right.
about 15 years ago. And it was one of those things when she was a kid, it was a very normal thing to do.
Right, it was a habit.
Yeah, it's a horrible habit, and it's
yeah.
it's an addiction. So she
right.
finally did, but the damage was done. And she had a lot of problems breathing for quite a while. And when we discovered the Ion Cleanse and made the decision to buy it, we did, and she started, the whole family started soaking our own feet and everything. After about 25 sessions or so, the water was so black and so thick, it was horribly sickening. Well, her breathing got better and better and better, and she no longer, it got to the point where she couldn't walk up my stairs to get to my condo without having to stop halfway through the stairs. Now, she can run up the stairs. She's fine.
Awesome.
Yeah, and
wow.
people that don't can't tell by the picture on this thing, she's 81 years old.
Wow. God
yeah.
bless her.
She's amazing. She absolutely is yeah. amazing. And she runs rings around a lot of people. So it's, and we owe that a lot to a lot of the things that she's done in her life, yoga, meditation, all of the detoxing we've done and cleanses. And we live
right.
our life. You know, what we preach, we live it.
Practice what you preach.
Yeah, we do.
They always say you're as old as you make your mind to be, and your mom's definitely doing the right thing, and for her kicking a habit too is a phenomenal thing. And you know, that's all nice to have proof of the pudding when you're actually dealing directly with reflexology, and it's actually showing right here. Here's your mom in great shape, and some 70-year-olds are you know bedridden and they're done.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, I think a lot of it is genetic too.
Right.
But because she started us out early doing a lot of these healthful things, I mean, she started teaching yoga and doing yoga when I was 16. And she started doing reflexology when she was 50, which I'm in my 50s now. And that is, it's something like, I say, 30 years. We've done reflexology on each other consistently. We do that whenever we have a problem. In fact, we were talking today that I've got a wrist thing going on, and she said, okay, I'll be over there this afternoon and work on you. So we're working on each other all the time, you know,
wow.
to keep ourselves healthy. We have to. We've got people to work with. We've got students to work with. And
right.
that's part of what we do with our students. People, we're always accessible to them. They can call
mm-hmm.
us, talk to us. We work with them through their certification program, and we have a ball with our students.
How would one... You know, maybe I've asked this earlier, but I'm kind of different angle. How would one get in touch, or you know, better yet, get the ball rolling, so to speak? You know, as far as becoming a reflexologist, and how long would they have the 2-year school, or 6 months, or how long would it take them to get certified?
Well, one thing I like about our program is that it is flexible, and a person designs. If they're willing to travel, because we go to different cities to do these seminars, and they're weekend
okay.
seminars. So they're set up for people who have to work during the week. And we do have 6-day seminars that are only offered in Florida, where they can go down and take a 6-day intensive, but they do have to take several others outside of that. But they can go to our website and see what classes we have scheduled for this year. They can see if there's anything near them. Like I say, if they're not in California and Nevada, then they can go to our other website, which is in our links page, which is the International Institute of Reflexology's website, and see if there are classes being offered in other states for them. Because we do, like I said, have other instructors in other areas. A lot of people will fly into us. We have classes in Las Vegas twice a year, which people love to go there because it's a fun place to be, take a class, stay a couple extra days, have fun in Las Vegas, and the prices are really good right now. But that's the best thing to do is to go to our website, check out what the requirements are, and it's a minimum of, I think, 6 months to take the courses, and it just all depends on how focused a person is and how they, if they really want to learn this, because it requires taking seminars, doing home-based work, and doing documentation or working on people's feet. Because you can do all the book learning in the world, but unless you actually start working on their feet, which they can do after the first weekend, they can go out and start practicing it. I'm not saying charge money and make a living out of it, but they can start practicing the techniques on people to start building their knowledge of it, and that's where they get excited about the magic that it can do, the miracles that it can do.
Right.
So that's what they should do, is first go to our website, see what the requirements are, and make the decision. They can call me. I'll talk to them for as long as they want and explain the whole program, or call Muff. Her number's on there as well.
Okay. Can you go and give those numbers to our audience right now for us?
Okay, my number is 619-462-3073. Muff's number is 619-469-1694.
Okay. And as far as email is concerned, if someone wanted to call, contact you directly, can I get your email address as well?
Certainly. Mine is Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, at thefootladies.com. And Muff is Muff, M-U-F-F, at thefootladies.com.
Oh, that's simple. Okay. Great. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to Bobby Warren out of San Diego, California, and she's pretty much got a national, if not a worldwide business, and it's pretty awesome as far as what reflexology can do for you and for your loved ones. I would highly recommend you getting this information if you're listening today. If you're maybe interested for your own sake, you could be 48 years old, 50 years old, and still getting into a new career. Nowadays, a lot of people are doing that simply because of the way the economy's turned and a lot of jobs have been phased out. But you definitely want to check out reflexology. It looks like a lot of fun, and it looks like it's my most rewarding profession. But I wanted to give you the exact website to go to. Of course, it's real simple, and that's thefootladies.com. That's, of course, it's real. It sounds like how it's it's spelled how it sounds. It's called the Foot Ladies, thefootladies.com, www.thefootladies.com. Real simple. You have a lot of information on there. You can also get in touch directly with Bobby or with Muff, and they can set you up and onto a wonderful new career. And it doesn't take very much time at all to get certified in 6 months. I mean, that's pretty awesome. A lot of people go to college for 4 or 5 years, and it's like, here in 6 months you could change your entire economic position and also be able to help out hundreds and really feel good about yourself. Now, I know we're winding down our show here, but I've got about several minutes left, Bobby. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with a person who is maybe right now contemplating on a new career and reflexology? You're thinking, well, how do I really know for sure if it's me? Is there something you can read, any particular article on your website? Maybe that's something that gave you a passion to get involved yourself.
Well, it's another whole long story about how we got started in this. And the chapter in our new book, Discover Your Inner Strengths, is about that and what actually got us involved with the reflexology. And it really wasn't about helping other people. It was about my mother's and my healing, our relationship. So that was a whole different story. But for other people, I would suggest they contact our home office in Florida and find a reflexologist in their area that has been trained by us and go to see them. Because I think that's, you need to do your homework. Because I have people that come through our classes and they think, this is it, this is what I'm going to do. And then they find out it really is more than they thought it was going to be, because we do teach anatomy and physiology. They have to know how the body functions. And it's basic, but we do suggest that they go on and take more courses and learn more, which is, it almost happens by osmosis. You want to. You want to go on and learn more. And it's not easy. The techniques are not as easy. So I can't just say, oh, yeah, sure, come and you'll learn it, and it's a piece of cake. It's not, but it's incredibly rewarding to be able to have someone come in and their back is killing them and they walk out pain-free. You can't ask for a better job. And I can't say it's going to happen the first time you work on someone. Sometimes it takes several sessions for people to find relief for things, and sometimes it doesn't help for that person. Nothing works on everybody. but it is something that is the most rewarding thing I ever could have fallen into. And I did. I literally fell into it. And to make the choice to come and work with us is you won't regret it, because I can give you student after student that will give you testimonies that will say that they, and I'm going to be putting those up this year on my website, because I've got stacks of them. I've got to do something with them. And they say that they were so glad that they found us. We're good teachers. Our classes are fun. They're not boring. They go really fast. And like I said, we work with each and every person if that's what they want to do. If they want to work with us, we'll work with you. And it is a great program. It really, really is. And I'm proud to be working with the original school. My boss is the nephew of the woman who invented it. So there's no other school out there that can say that. And so there are so many myths and misinformation about reflexology. On my website, we have our textbook that's available. People can buy that. They can read it and get more information. And there's enough information there for someone who doesn't want professional training to just kind of experiment with them themselves. And you can do that because you can't hurt anybody. That's the good thing, is I can't hurt anybody with this.
Right. You can only enhance their lifestyle or their life.
Exactly. And people say, well, I don't know if I'll do it wrong. There's no wrong. The techniques that we teach help a person get through their career without injuring themselves. And body mechanics are very, very important, and we pay a lot of attention to that. So they don't develop carpal tunnel and tennis elbow and all these related problems that can happen through this kind of work. And we teach in our advanced classes, we teach working with hands and with foot conditions and how, and business practices, and a lot more than just basic reflexology. And then, of course, we have advanced classes in meridians and working with, and how that relates to reflexology. And there's it's a huge world out there with reflexology. It's a lot bigger than people really think.
Right. Well, you know, for those of you who just tuned in or if you're listening to this program, I'm glad you can make it today for us and with us. And definitely, you know, the lady I'm speaking to right now, her name is Bobby Warren, and she's out of San Diego, California. She's a reflexologist, but she's so much more than that. She's actually been listed in the Who's Who in Medicine and Healthcare, and also the Who's Who among young American professionals. Her mother and herself were actually listed jointly in the Who's Who of Professionals, and they both appeared in numerous newspapers and TV shows, including the San Diego Union Tribune, the LA Times, SunUp San Diego, and the Learning Channel. They also teach self-help classes to seniors and students. And, of course, in their spare time, they have separate lives. You know, everybody's got a life. You only got so many hours in a day. But I was going to say, you know, that I'm telling my listening audience this today because the credibility right there in and of itself speaks volumes. So I definitely recommend you definitely taking the site down, www.thefootladies.com. Whether you need any kind of reflexology help for your health, or if you yourself or someone else looking for a beautiful career, working directly with the Warren family, I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. You can call Bobby Warren at 619-462-3073. That's 619-462-3073. And you can also call her mom at 619-469-1694. That's Muff Warren at 619-469-1694. Bobby, I really wanted to take time to get about a minute or so left of the show, and thank you so much for joining us today. And you know, appreciate you taking the time. And if you want to leave one word or two words of encouragement, feel free to do so right now and let our audience know how much they can be helped by reflexology and a career.
Well, I just want to encourage people to, if you're looking for something that will literally change your life, that will open up doors that you never knew were open before, if you want to learn something that can help, even if you only do it for your family and friends and never decide to do it as a living, it is an amazing, amazing methodology that I have been privileged to be able to do for most of my life. And I love helping people find that passion and to foster that. And I hope that other people will find us and decide to join and work with us. And you won't be sorry.
Great. I'm sure they won't. Thank you so much once again, Bobby Warren.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You.
And thank you folks for tuning in today. And this is Robert James signing off from WFYT. Have a wonderful and most healthy day.